Welcome, brave souls, to our scary stories. Every week, we delve deep into the dark corners of our world, unearthing tales that chill the bone and unsettle the mind. Tonight, we invite you to draw closer, to lean in and lend us your ears, if you dare. For the shadows hold secrets, and tonight's tale is one such secret you might wish you'd never heard. The town of Misthaven was always quiet, nestled between the looming mountains and dense forests. As October ushered in, a chill hung in the air, not just from the descending autumn cold, but from a lingering, silent dread that enveloped the streets. The trees began to shed their leaves in rich hues of oranges, reds, and browns as the afternoons grew shorter and shadows cast longer on the cobblestone streets. Misthaven's central meeting spot, Rose's Diner, illuminated by a neon sign, buzzed with patrons but was absent of the typical cheerful chatter. Whispers merged with the scent of brewing coffee and freshly baked apple pie, both trying to provide warmth against the cold air seeping in whenever the door creaked open. Max, a tall, broad-shouldered lad with a shock of curly hair, leaned forward, resting his elbows on the stained wood table. "You know, they say that on Halloween, you can hear the cries from the Wailing Woods. Sounds like a myth to me." Beside him, Jamie, with short, jet-black hair and sharp, mischievous eyes, chuckled, "Oh, come on, Max. Every town has its ghost stories to keep kids away from the woods. It's probably just foxes or something." The light chatter was overheard by an elderly man at a neighboring table, who cast them a grave look. "Young folks shouldn't mock things they don't understand," he warned, his voice deep and somber. "There's truth in old tales." Lydia, petite with waves of golden hair cascading down her back, looked skeptical. "It's just a story." "Right, Owen." She nudged the bespectacled young man next to her. Owen adjusted his glasses, looking thoughtful. "Well, urban legends usually originate from some truth, distorted through time." Nina, with her fiery red hair pulled into a tight bun, rolled her eyes. "So, what's the plan?" "We go, camp out, and laugh our heads off when the terrifying wails end up being owls." Jamie smirked. "Exactly. And we'll have it all on video. By the end of this, we'll be the talk of the town." The group toasted with their mugs of cocoa and coffee, sealing their pact. But even as laughter and plans filled the diner, the weight of the woods legend pressed in on them. Those ancient trees, with their twisted limbs, had seen countless seasons, and they bore secrets within their gnarled trunks and rustling leaves. And as the friends departed, Rosie, the diner's age-old owner, watched them with a worried frown, whispering to herself, curiosity might just lead them into the heart of the tale. The day was overcast, with a hint of rain as Max's garage door slid open, revealing a disarray of old boxes, tools, and forgotten childhood toys. The friends, eager and filled with adrenaline, began listing out what they'd need. "We'll need the night vision camera," Max pointed to the corner where a bulky camcorder sat. "And these," Jamie held up audio recorders, smiling. Owen examined a few batteries, ensuring they were full of charge. "We need to be certain these devices last the night." Nina, sifting through an old chest, held up a wooden Ouija board, its letters faint and surface scratched. "Thought this might add some fun to our night," she said with a wink. Lydia was about to agree when the back door creaked, and in stepped an elderly woman, her silver hair neatly braided. It was Lydia's grandmother, her deep blue eyes filled with a mix of sadness and concern. "Going to the Wailing Woods, are we?" she began, her voice soft but with a gravity that demanded attention. Lydia sighed, "Gran, it's just a legend. We're just going for some fun." Her grandmother shook her head slowly. 60 years ago, when I was about your age, the Richardson family decided to have their fun in those woods. They were our neighbors, a lively bunch, always up for an adventure." She paused, collecting herself. "They entered the woods one evening, and none ever returned. All we heard were their screams, echoing through the night. It was chilling." Max frowned, "But Gran, that's just a tale, right?" She pointed to an old box filled with papers. Owen, curious, began sifting through and soon pulled out a faded newspaper. The headline read, "The Mysterious Disappearance of the Richardson Family." Below it, a black and white photograph showed a smiling family, blissfully unaware of their impending fate. Lydia's grandmother clasped her hands. "I wish you'd reconsider. Those woods, they hold more than just trees and tales." Lydia, trying to lighten the mood, hugged her grandmother. "We'll be careful, Gran. Promise." But as they continued their preparations, an invisible cloud of unease settled over them. The laughter and jests from earlier were now replaced by hesitant glances and whispered concerns. Even as they rallied together, packed their equipment, and headed out, the story of the Richardsons echoed in their minds, mingling with the howls of the wind and the promise of the unseen woods. October 31st had a peculiar touch in Misthaven. The leaves seemed crisper, the wind colder, and shadows more pronounced. By afternoon, the friends found themselves at the entrance of the Wailing Woods. Towering trees loomed over them, their branches intertwined as if whispering secrets. Guided by an old map Max had discovered in the town library, they navigated their way towards a supposed clearing. Soon, the outline of a forsaken cabin appeared, its roof collapsed and walls moss-covered. Nature had claimed it, turning it into a ghostly relic of the past. Nina shivered, looking at the cabin. Imagine living out here, isolated from everything. Owen, pitching a tent, replied, or imagine disappearing from here, without a trace. Max elbowed him playfully, no need for added ghost stories, buddy. As dusk approached, Jamie gathered wood for a campfire. The crackling flames provided a small comfort against the encroaching darkness, their light dancing on the friends' faces. Lydia, attempting to lighten the mood, unveiled the Ouija board. Why not try this out before it gets too dark? Nina hesitated. Do we really want to? Max laughed. It's just a board game, right? What's the worst that could happen? They all sat in a circle, placing their hands on the planchette. If there's anyone here with us, Lydia started, her voice feigning bravado, give us a sign. A few moments of silence ensued. The only sounds were the chirping of crickets and the occasional rustling of leaves. Jamie smirked. See, told ya. But just as they were about to pack it away, the planchette began to move. Slowly, almost hesitantly, it glided across the board. The atmosphere grew dense as it spelled out a single, ominous word, leave. The group stared in shock, each waiting for someone to admit it was a prank. But the genuine surprise on each face said otherwise. Nina pulled her hand back, her face pale. This isn't funny. Who moved it? Lydia shook her head. I swear it wasn't me. Owen looked around, unease evident in his eyes. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe we should go. Max, ever the rational one, tried to bring reason. It's just a coincidence. The board's old, probably rigged. But as the night thickened, a low fog began to roll in, swallowing the trees and the dilapidated cabin. The once comforting campfire now seemed like a tiny beacon in an ocean of impenetrable blackness. The board's warning echoed in their minds, each wondering if their curiosity had led them into a trap they couldn't escape. The campfire had dwindled to just embers, casting a faint, warm glow in the clearing. The friends sat close together, sharing tales and trying to brush off the unsettling experience with the Ouija board. The dense fog around them made the world beyond their little camp seem infinite and unknowable. Just as Lydia was recounting an old town legend, a soft cry whispered through the trees. It was so faint that at first, they thought it might be their imagination playing tricks. Max tilted his head, listening intently. Did anyone else hear that? Nina nodded, her knuckles white as she clutched her blanket. It sounded like a lament. Owen, ever the voice of reason, tried to downplay their fears. It's probably just an animal. These woods are full of them. But as the words left his mouth, a sudden, harrowing scream tore through the night, silencing the chirping crickets and stilling the rustling leaves. The sound was raw, filled with such pain and terror that it felt almost tangible. Lydia covered her ears, her face contorted in fear. That wasn't any animal. The initial scream was soon accompanied by others, forming a symphony of anguish that echoed all around them. Each voice was distinct, a child's cry, a woman's desperate plea, a man's shout, all intertwining into an eerie melody of despair. Jamie grabbed the night vision camera, trying to find the source of the cries. But the dense fog made it impossible to see anything beyond a few meters. We need to stick together, he whispered, his voice shaky. Nina, tears forming in her eyes, said, it's the Richardsons. It has to be. Lydia, remembering her grandmother's warning, muttered, she was right. We shouldn't have come here. Max, trying to rally the group, said, we need a plan. We can't stay here, not with that out there. The haunting wails continued, growing in intensity, their desperation palpable. The woods, once filled with the promises of adventure, had now turned into a labyrinth of horror. As the group huddled together, they knew that they were no longer alone in the Wailing Woods. Nina stumbled on something as she took a step back from the dying embers of their fire. Bending down, she uncovered a worn-out leather-bound diary from the earth. The pages were yellowed with age, and the ink had faded in places, but it was still readable. "Guys," Nina whispered, holding the diary up. "Look what I found." Lydia gently took it, brushing off the dirt. The front page had an inscription, "Eleanor Richardson, 1959. As the group huddled around, Lydia began to read aloud, her voice breaking the silence of the haunting wails that surrounded them. "March 10th, Papa found an old tome in the attic today. It speaks of a ritual to attain everlasting life. He's intrigued and believes this might be our salvation from the disease that took Mama. April 7th, we began the preparations today. The woods hold the power, the tome says. We have to be at its embrace on All Hallows' Eve." Max shivered, looking up. "So they tried to become immortal." Lydia nodded, continuing to read. "October 30th, everything's ready. Papa says we'll be reborn tomorrow. I hope Mama can see us from the heavens. November 1st, something went wrong. The woods are angry. We are trapped, not alive, not dead. Our voices echo, but no one comes. To anyone who finds this, we were blind and paid the price. Those who hear our cries share our chains. Leave before it's too late." Jamie, panic evident in his eyes, blurted out, "We've heard them. The wails. Does this mean we're trapped too?" Owen, trying to keep a level head, replied, "It's just a diary, a story. We don't know if it's true." But Max pointed out, "It correlates with what we've experienced. The cries, the warning on the Ouija board. We can't just ignore it." Nina, tears streaming down her face, whispered, "We have to find a way out. Break this curse or whatever it is." Lydia closed the diary, her face set in determination. "Then that's what we'll do. Together." The revelation of the diary weighed heavy on their hearts. The chilling wails that permeated the air were not just sounds, but cries of souls trapped in a never-ending limbo, a cautionary tale of the Richardson family's tragic ambition. The group knew they needed to act fast, lest they become the newest voices in the wailing woods. The woods seemed to close in around them, the shadows thrown by the trees playing tricks on their already frayed nerves. Every rustle of a leaf, every crack of a twig magnified their fear and uncertainty. "We need to get out. Now." Owen's voice trembled with urgency. "This isn't about fun or adventure anymore. It's about survival." Jamie's eyes, however, sparkled with a different emotion, a mix of ambition and recklessness. "Think about it. If we capture this, if we bring back proof, we'll be famous. People will talk about us for generations." Max retorted, "And what if we become another lost tale, Jamie? Another warning for the next group of thrill seekers." Lydia, her voice choked with fear, added, "I don't want to be a legend. I want to be alive." Nina stepped between the two factions, her hands raised in a plea. "Look, we're all scared. Arguing won't help. We need each other more than ever." She looked to Owen. "Owen, I understand your fear. I feel it too." Then turning to Jim, she said, "And Jim, I get it. The allure of fame, of being someone. But we have to stick together, no matter the choice." Just as it seemed that Nina's words were beginning to calm the turbulent waters, a distant whisper called her name. "Nina, Nina." She turned, her eyes searching the foggy veil. "Did you guys hear that?" The others, engrossed in their disagreement, hadn't noticed. And in that split second of distraction, a shadow moved behind Nina, and her voice joined the chilling symphony of screams. "Nina!" Lydia shouted, rushing to where she had stood just moments before. But there was no sign of her, only the mournful wails that seemed even more desolate now. Despair and guilt weighed heavily on the group. The reality of their situation struck them hard. They weren't just in danger, they were in the midst of a malevolent force that had already claimed one of their own. The argument, the dreams of fame, and the thoughts of escape all seemed insignificant. The woods had them in its grip, and the night was far from over. The trees seemed to breathe, their gnarled branches twisting and contorting, as if trying to ensnare the friends in their wooden grip. What had once been familiar paths were now mazes that led to nowhere. Every step they took felt like sinking further into a nightmarish realm. Owen, disoriented and gasping for breath, felt the ground beneath him shift. He was suddenly confronted by a ghostly figure of a man, his features distorted with sorrow. "Why did you come here?" The phantom moaned, a plea more than a question. Elsewhere, Jamie, with his camera still in hand, found himself face to face with a translucent little girl, her fingers pointing accusingly at him. "You wanted to see," she whispered, her voice echoing the sadness of a lost eternity. The weight of regret bore down on Jamie. His dream of fame seemed so petty now. But it was Max and Lydia, clinging to each other, who made the most startling discovery. As they fled from the encroaching darkness and ghostly whispers, they came upon a clearing. In its center stood an ancient stone circle, moss-covered and worn, but still emanating a power that was almost tangible. Lydia, her voice trembling, said, This must be the ritual site, the place where the Richardson family tried to attain immortality. Max nodded, a glimmer of hope lighting his eyes. If this is where it all began, then it could be where it all ends too. Inside the circle, they felt a strange calm, as if time itself had paused. But the looming threat was never far away. They could still hear the sorrowful wails, the whispers of the woods, and the heartbeats of their friends, each beat echoing the passing of time and the nearing of an unknown fate. "We need to do something," Max murmured, his hand tightly gripping Lydia's. "This might be our last chance." The stone circle, ancient and mysterious, held a promise of escape or perhaps a deeper descent into the abyss. But with their options limited and time running out, Max and Lydia knew they had to take a leap of faith. The woods had shown them its horrors, and now it was time for them to confront its secrets head-on. The stones seemed to pulse with a quiet power, and within the circle, an air of stillness prevailed, contrasting with the torment outside its perimeter. The soil underfoot was damp and cold, and around them, a thick mist began to rise. Max and Lydia stood facing each other, hands linked, as they began to recite words, inverting the rituals they'd read about. Each syllable was spoken with a mix of hope and desperation. With each utterance, the wind grew colder and the cries of the restless spirits louder. From the edge of the circle, ghostly figures emerged, their faces a blur of emotions, pain, anger, longing. The apparitions drew closer, their cries merging into a symphony of anguish. As they closed in, Lydia's voice wavered, but Max gripped her hand tighter, urging her to continue. But something was amiss. The final incantation, instead of pushing the spirits away, seemed to draw them nearer, their voices no longer just of sorrow but of rage. Max and Lydia's surroundings became a tempest of shadows and wails. Their attempt to reverse the curse was not a solution, but an invitation. The sun began its ascent, casting its first light upon the wailing woods. The darkness receded, and the haunting chorus gradually dimmed. Birds began their morning songs, and nature resumed its course. But the silence that followed was not one of peace, but of absence. When the townsfolk ventured into the woods, hoping to find any trace of the five friends, they were met with an eerie stillness. After days of searching, all that was recovered was Jamie's camera, lying forlornly near the dilapidated cabin. Curiosity led them to view its contents, and the final frames of the footage were filled with those haunting wails, now accompanied by five new voices. Whispers once again swept through the town. And as Halloween approached the following year, parents clutched their children tighter, and a new generation was warned of the horrifying truth of the Wailing Woods, a tale that began as a legend but ended in a reality too terrifying to fathom. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's haunting journey on our scary stories. Remember, the line between reality and legend can sometimes blur, and when it does, it leaves us questioning the very ground we walk upon. Sleep tight, dear listener, and may the whispers of tonight's tale remain just that, whispers in the dark. Until next week, keep your lights on and your doors locked. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.